back to Hollow Sky Listener Encounters. We are your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And it is another Thursday. We've pretty much got the week in a headlock right now. So we're just going to put this out to be a little boost to get you through the work week. Glad you're all hanging out with us today. Be sure to tune in every Monday for our regular show, Tuesdays for our night shift audio, and Wednesdays at YouTube, 8 p.m. Central, for our live show. I got to get to the business. Let me check here. Check us out at all our social medias. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Reddit, Discord. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast, and you will find us there. Come and hang out. Be part of the Hollow Cult. If you have a listener experience you'd like to be featured on the show in a future episode, Kyle has some details that you're going to want to take note of.
I do have some details. You can check the show notes. Don't be lazy. However,
be lazy.
Yeah, we're all lazy from time to time, and I completely understand that. But you can write your story out. You can also record your story with like your voice memo app on your smartphones, whatever you want to do. Shoot that over to the email, which is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. You can also call or text the holophone, which is going to be 618-556-0837. Well, you can hit us up on socials as well. Things get a little lost in the socials because they do get busy from time to time. Email is always preferred. That's a guarantee that we're going to see it. But it's your call. It's your world. We're just living in it.
Yeah.
I say that to my wife all the time, and she hates that.
It is a world, that is for sure. If you'd like to support the show, there's plenty of ways to do it. We got a Patreon. You can search us up over there. We have a bunch of merch at hollowskypodcast.com. You can go over there, find some stuff to help rep the show.
Yeah, we got some stocking caps in.
It's getting chilly in our neck of the woods.
Yeah, keep them ears warm.
Yeah.
Don't be silly. Buy a stocking cap.
I was expecting a rhyme there, but
no, I'm not a rhymer.
Don't be silly. It's getting chilly.
Ah, there you go.
Buy a Hollow's Skilly hat.
You nailed it.
Just share the show. You know how it is. You know the deal. But we are going to jump into our listener experience brought to us by our friend Joey. It's titled Hurricane Harvey Aliens.
All right.
This should be dope.
Sounds awesome.
And Joey says, my name is Joey. I'm from a small town on the Gulf Coast in Texas. I'm fortunate enough to still live in my hometown where I was born and raised. I work at a nearby chemical plant. I am a husband to my wife of 20 wonderful years and a father to my daughter, who is my life. We work what seems like all of the time, live a very simple life, and pride ourselves with an honest life, and we all live. We are blessed. I only recently took an interest in aliens, UFOs, and the paranormal, mainly because of all the recent attention the news and social media is getting. I'd been wanting to try something out of the norm for me, like maybe listening to podcasts and establishing a forum with this community. I do have a story I'd like to share with the Hollow Sky community. I've been holding on to this story since 2017. It was August 25th, 2017, when Hurricane Harvey made landfall in Rockport, Texas. Rockport's about 47 miles down the coast from my hometown. We did happen to evacuate to San Antonio before Harvey made landfall. We stayed in a hotel for 2 days due to our hometown being without power. We came back home and were without power for an additional 2 days. It was pretty miserable, but we made do with what we had. My wife made contact with her coworker to check in on her and her family. Her coworker spoke of some really bizarre events that took place during the blackout in our town. One encounter took place at her elderly mother-in-law's home. The mother-in-law was in her 90s at the time and lived alone in a house catty-corner behind her home. The mother-in-law had stepped outside in her backyard late in the evening and fell down in the grass. She couldn't get up and remained there in her backyard until the next morning, when her family checked in on her. The mother-in-law told her family what she had witnessed during the night as she laid in the grass. She said she saw strange lights in her backyard and her neighbor's backyard. She even saw several alien-like beings walking around her home and described her TV trying to power on, even there was no power to the entire town. She could see this through her window. Please keep in mind that many of the residents in our town were out of town due to there not being any power. It was actually like a ghost town, pretty much empty. The other event that took place happened to my wife's co-workers' neighbors. Now, they lived directly behind the mother-in-law's home. It was a husband and wife that were sitting outside of their home, probably because it was miserably hot indoors. They described seeing three aliens walking in people's yards, looking through the windows. The movement was smooth-like, as if they were gliding along the ground. Again, I feel like I have to mention how dark it was in our town because there was no electricity and it was blackout. The couple ran inside of their home and witnessed the aliens' faces up close, looking in the windows of their front door. They described the appearance of what I now know as gray aliens. The couple said they witnessed this two nights in a row. I just had my wife text her coworker to retell all of these encounters to make sure that I remembered them correctly before sharing them with the Hollow Sky community. I don't know much about aliens and such, so I'm anxiously awaiting your take on all of this. I'm super stoked to be part of this community now. Regards, Joey. Well, first off, Joey, thank you so much for not only taking the time to recant these stories, but also thanks to your wife for texting her coworkers to make sure that they're all straight. This is excellent boots on the ground work here.
For sure. Also, congrats on your 20 years and having a family that you adore. Yeah. That's awesome.
It is awesome.
But holy shit.
That's a lot to unpack there.
It is.
It's the timing is very, I would say strange, but it's almost very calculated, it sounds like.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder if whatever these entities were, these aliens or whatever, were there to check the place out, like, because the hurricane was there, maybe checking damages, or it was there because the town would be empty. But that's almost counterproductive in everything that we know about aliens and abduction culture.
Well, I also find it bizarre that you do hear rumors, theories of how sometimes UFO movement is masked by storms.
Oh yeah.
Like they'll for whatever reason travel alongside them, in them, whatever. It is very interesting that they were more apt to more or less expose themselves, take that chance anyways, because it sounded like, you can almost guarantee that those couple of instances were not isolated events. I mean, I feel like if those were happening, other things were happening amongst the city as well.
Oh yeah. Those were only recanted because there were people there to see them.
Exactly.
When the rest of the town was actually evacuated. So there was a very sparse population there. It's hard. Dude, it makes you wonder, like, especially A.
It feels like something out of a story. Like you would, like an end of the world story. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You come across a town that's, it's deserted and you want to go investigate it. You're curious about it. You know, you don't avoid it. You're curious. So you go check things out.
Yeah. It makes you wonder, like, what they were after, going through people's houses, walking around people's yards.
It just, to me, it honestly feels inquisitive. Because like the way they were trying to manipulate the TV, like, oh shit, let's see how this works.
Yeah.
Like, it just feels like this child's, like, mentality on it. Like, oh, we're excited. We get to go mess with this stuff because there's nobody here.
Or like, even trying to figure out how our power and our electricity works. Because in a lot of these cases, like, Serpo and stuff, the first thing that we're interested in is, like, how they power their cities and how they power their machines. It's almost like the same thing, only reversed.
Right.
And it's weird that it's not weird, but it's interesting that they're moving in like packs, because the mother-in-law said she saw multiple in her home. The neighbor said at least three. So you can,
bro, it's like, it's just like sending out a fucking science team.
Yeah.
You know, like a research team.
Or either they're seeing the same group or there's multiple groups moving throughout the city checking out everything.
Yeah.
Hey, Holocult, the weather's getting nice, and you know what that means. It's cryptid hunting season, and the first rule to cryptid hunting is good footwear. That's why we're excited to announce our partnership with Tecovas Boots. When you're out hunting the Dogman or stalking Chupacabra, you don't have time to break in boots. That's why Tecovas is so nice. They have first wear comfort. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with their styles when you're out hunting cryptids.
And let me tell you, their styles are on point. I've always considered getting me a pair of snakeskin boots, and their pair is mint. They also have crocodile boots, caiman boots, ostrich boots, regular leather boots. They have it all, and it's ridiculously awesome. You can even stop by the local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So just imagine yourself getting a pair of legitimate snakeskin Hollow Sky branded boots. How awesome would that be?
Nothing is going to intimidate a dog man like a nice pair of gator skin boots. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
That's so what I strange. Think. I think that the odds are that there are multiple groups moving throughout the city.
Yeah, because the mother-in-law said she saw lights in multiple people's yards.
Right.
Bro, which is how, it's like War of the Worlds.
That's what I was getting ready to go there. Like, how insane would that feel to be sitting in your home and you're noticing lights in other people's yards? So you're instantly gonna be like, what the hell is going on? And then shortly after that, you see gray aliens peering into your window. Oh, it's terrifying. Peering into your window. So then your brain is going to do what your brain does and go, holy shit, what if all of those lights housed two or more of these? Like, are we being invaded at this point?
Oh, dude.
Like, what is going on right now? Because that's where my brain would go. I would be like, we're being invaded.
And imagine putting yourself in the shoes of the mother-in-law that is essentially incapacitated in her yard. She cannot get away.
Right.
And she's seeing these things not only in the yards of her neighbors, but she can see them through the window in her house. She has nowhere safe to go at this point.
Yeah.
Just stay low.
Dude. I don't even know. Like, it would be a surreal moment, and like your brain would want to cease to function at that point. Because it would just be such a mind fuck to be placed. Like, because seriously, that's where your brain would go, is that you're being taken over.
Oh, yeah.
It's finally happening. The invasion is here. Like, full scale. What do you do?
And that War of the Worlds remake is probably one of my, like, favorite alien movies. Like, where they're looking through the houses. They send out the little, like, Reaper drones, essentially. And they're just going through the houses looking. That shit is terrifying.
Oh, for sure. And it just, I don't know, like, and you could go more sinister route with it. You could say, well, this is like boots on the ground data collection for them for an invasion.
Or you could get super dark, especially like with these hurricanes evacuations. Like, look at Katrina, how many people died in Katrina.
Oh, yeah.
They immediately started evacuating. how do you know that these superstorms aren't,
oh man, that's terrifying,
some sort of cover or some even working with like aspects of world government, like, hey, we're going to create and send this thing, like this thing is going to happen, or it they don't even have to make it, like they can see it, like we got a big one turning up in the Atlantic, so it's coming up through the Gulf, here's what's going to happen.
Well, to add to that, what's during these occurrences, one thing that we are notorious for doing is going, okay, well, there's X amount of people that are presumed dead, knowing we are not going to recover the remains of these people. They just chalk it up to a loss because water's involved, animals are involved.
Yep.
All these outlandish circumstances that generally, eventually we kind of just give up the search on it because it's just like, well, that, you know, it is what it is at this point. We can't find them.
Yeah.
So they give up. What if you're right? What if they're being taken?
Dude, there's so many like,
which is terrifying to think about,
twists and turns. When Katrina happened, they brought a lot of displaced people up to the like barracks at Alt Mental Health. They had a bunch of open places there, so they opened them up for everybody. We went and volunteered there. And hearing some of the stories was heart-wrenching.
Oh, I'm sure.
Heart-wrenching. And on that note, you have such a push from local authorities and local government to get people out of there, It's almost like they're doing it through the cover of, hey, we're protecting you.
Yeah.
But it's almost like they want everything cleared out to leave that space open, possibly for something else.
Well, there's that too, that, you know, now you think about it in these emergency things, you hear rumors in the trafficking channels where they'll set up these quote unquote shelters for people. People will then go there. We'll come to find out this is no government agency. This is nothing. This is people snatching people by the masses. And now they're involved in trafficking. So what, going back to your point, I mean, you hear about these offshoot deals that the governments around the world make with these ET entities, and we've seen it in some of the documents we've read, the books we've read, where it's in these agreements to be able to take people.
Dude, and it's just heart-wrenching. I remember talking to this one old man. We were there passing out just like basic like toiletries and stuff because these people literally came from essentially New Orleans to bumfuck Illinois with just the clothes on their back.
That sucks.
And this old man, he was probably, he had to be in his 70s. I was just sitting there. We were just making small talk. I was still a teenager. I can't remember when Katrina happened, but I was still in high school. But he said they had sent boats in because the waters, once the levees broke, the waters came up so fast. As I did, it was like you didn't realize how fast it was coming up. And he kept trying to get his dog on the boat with, I think it was a police officer, but I don't know. And he said his little dog kept swimming away. And they were waiting and waiting. And he's like, I'm not getting in the boat without my dog. And he said the cop turned, put his dog down.
Damn. He said, now
get in the fucking boat.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You could just, like, it was heart-wrenching.
Yeah, that would have been a bad day for everybody involved.
Drowning motherfuckers, what I'm doing.
It would have been a bad day.
Also, with all the weird shit that's been happening, it makes me wonder, like, it puts a bad taste in my mouth with all the shit that's been happening around our house.
Yeah. With
the security lights going off and the weird shadows on the wall. I talked about it on the night shift that it's coming out Tuesday. It's weird. I don't know which would be worse, some fucking crackhead trying to break in or some gray alien looking through
that sucks, man.
Window. Because once it was posted on our little I'll just go into the story. We got some time. Anyway, by this time it comes out, it'll be two Fridays ago. We were just kicking it at the house, me and Sarah, and one of our dogs started barking at the back patio door, which, I mean, she's special anyway, so she barks at her reflection, and we kind of thought that was a deal. Sarah walks in there and realizes that the back motion sensor light's on, and as she turns, she sees a silhouette of a person sprint from behind our house. So she comes into the living room. She's like, "You're not going to believe what I just saw." Yada, yada, yada. I go out, look around, can't find anything. She posted on the little town Facebook page, and more people are coming out and said, "Yeah, we had someone looking in our windows too. We had someone looking in our windows too." Someone had said that they had caught someone looking in their windows about 4 a.m, and they'd even drug a bucket to where they could stand to look into the windows.
That's crazy.
That's creepy.
Yeah, that's out of your way.
That's not going to be like, and
what do you expect to see at 4 a.m?
How high are windows?
Yeah.
Not that high. What 6-year-old kids like looking into windows?
Yeah.
Which also reminds me, I used to have this alien abduction VHS, one of the scariest. I can't even remember what it's called, but I had it when I was little. And the guy doing the presenting remembers his first encounter with a gray alien. And he said he was standing in his standing in his kitchen doing the dishes. He was young. It was one of his chores. And he said he heard something dragging a wash tub across.
I remember you telling me about this.
Their concrete patio. And he said he heard it drop right outside the kitchen window. And he said this gray alien climbed up on it and looked him directly in the face. Dude. And that's the only thing I can think of when that person said there was a bucket pulled up to our back window.
Yeah.
I said, no, thank you.
That's gross.
It's the only
I'm good. I'm good.
And then hearing this, another account of these things just looking through the windows. Stop being fucking creeps.
I'll second that.
Humans, non-humans, stop being creepy. But yeah, Holocult. Hit us up on what you think about Joey's encounter. Joey, thank you so much.
It was awesome.
For sending this in. Thank your wife for gathering all the information. I'm curious as to if anyone else in that town had any other encounters. And I'm going to try to look around and see if I can find anything published on UFO sightings or alien encounters around the time Harvey hit. Because kind of got my brain twerking right now.
Also, Joey, welcome to the community.
Yes, Holocult member, welcome our new friend Joey, not only to the Holocult, but also to the world
of the weird man.
And the unexplained.
Love
and the
it.
Fortean and the paranormal. That being said, thanks for hanging out with us. Finish that work week off strong. Everybody be safe, be weird, and just do what you can do to keep the alien purse from looking through your window.